All right, folks, let's talk about the Wall of Fame. Oh, cute.
One of the badges got out of its group.
Huh, who did this? Who did that?
No way.
Who did that?
Go.
For those of you who don't know what the Wall of Fame is, every week in Slack after the coaching session the next Wednesday, I post a question or a task for you to contribute to, and you get added to this slide in our coaching sessions. That's it. It's nothing crazy, but it is a nice little accountability thing.
It's about taking action on the coaching topic.
Yeah. And we've been doing it for 34 sessions. And the way that I know this is because Darby has done it for every single session, which is incredible commitment. Darby, congrats to you. Congrats to Catherine, to Jessica and Shannon, the mother-daughter combo, to Rachel, to Chris, to Monica, to Rebecca, Anka, and Natalie. Congratulations, Natalie. That was your second time being on the Wall of Fame ribbon that we left out there for everyone to note.
We really did consider, we said, are we going to keep doing the Wall of Fame this year? Yeah. Or are we going to not? And I was like, I can't decide if I think that Darby would be relieved or really mad, like for all those months and then it's gone. So we're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah. If you've never done it, it's in the coaching sessions channel in Slack, in Wayne Slack. And again, you can just look through that channel and you'll see the posts that I put up for you to be able to contribute. It's not a real difficult task every month.
Yeah.
And even if you're not working on that month's coaching session, there's always an option now for you to post whatever it is that you are working on. So it's actually like, if you're doing anything from Wayne any month, you can get a pretty good chance to see your face here, which is very illustrious.
And that's, yeah. And to answer the question, yeah, no, it's just for fun. The only thing you get is you get to be on the wall.
It's for absolutely nothing, like less than nothing, honestly.
Speaking of fun.
Okay. For those of you who, you were looking at something earlier and you were wondering like, what is that thing? We think some of you are going to think this thing is awesome.
We have a new thing.
Yeah.
And some of you are going to think that it's awesome.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Some of you are going to think that it's not awesome.
That's okay.
Just want you to know
that's
that.
That's fine.
All of you will agree.
You'd have to.
This is unborn.
You would have to.
And I just want to bring it into focus here to introduce this new thing. For those of you who might be like in another tab or looking at Instagram on your phone or TikTok or whatever, just come back for a moment, just for like 2 moments so that we can share this new thing that we've created for you. Because it's very fun and I'm very excited for it
because
I love unmooring things. We are introducing Wame of Stones.
It's Wame of Stones.
It needs a riff.
It is.
Like it needs a riff.
It's not Game of Thrones. It's Wame of Stones.
Some of you were saying badges earlier. Some of you were saying things.
Some of you said badges.
It's Wame of Stones.
Okay.
Now the amount of times we've said Game of Stones or Game of Thrones or Wame of Thrones.
It's stick, but it's too good to pass up. Okay.
We are not throwing anything at you. We are not actually making any stones.
Nope.
But we have a new unboring accountability game.
It's separate from Wall of Fame.
It's separate from Wall of Fame.
Wall of Fame is going to remain accountability just for the coaching.
Just for the coaching.
It's like you do the thing in the coaching session so that we know you took some action. You're going to get on the wall. That's separate.
Yeah.
Wave of Stones is an accountability game that is.
I'm going to go over it right here.
It's completely dependent on whatever you are trying to accomplish this month in your business.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be related to coaching.
Yes. So Wame of Stones is an unboring accountability game
where
every month
in
a new Slack channel that we have yet to tell you about. So don't worry that you haven't seen it because it hasn't come out yet. We're going to ask who's joining the game that month. So the beginning of every month, we're going to go, who's in for the game? So you just have to announce that you're in for the game. You reply with your one monthly goal that you want to be accountable to. Your goal is completely unique to you.
Yep.
It could be, I want to learn how to ride a horse. It could be, I want to learn from Penny how to start my own horse riding business because Penny is doing that.
Horse
it could be, you want to be a cat by the end of the month. Whatever it is your goal might be, you could do it. Email marketing stuff you want to work on, articles you want to write. It doesn't matter. It's your goal. So every month you're going to commit to that. Then every week in this Slack channel, I am going to post a message that you are going to reply to and you're going to say, here are the three things that I'm working on.
We have a format for you. So don't
worry
for this.
Don't worry. Just, hey, stop worrying. It's okay. It's fine. It's a new thing. You're going
to
be a cat. Okay. Jeez. And you're going to move one step closer. What does one step closer mean? We'll show you in a second.
What does one step closer mean?
If you check in for all 4 weeks or 5 weeks of the month, because months are going to have five, you're going to collect a fictitious, not real, you're not going to get a real one.
What
it's a fake
collect?
One.
What are you going to collect?
Wamefinity Stone.
Wamefinity Stone. Don't sue us, Marvel.
Please don't sue us, Marvel. It's a Wamefinity Stone.
It's a Wamefinity Stone. Wow. Do you want a preview of the first game board?
Would you like?
You bet you do.
Would you like the first world that you're going to encounter in the Wame of Stone?
Because it's the Canyon of Courage.
This is the Canyon of Courage. This is going to be February's mission here. So you're going to start off at spot number one, right? That's where you're going
to
be.
Just then, by saying that you're joining the month, by the way, you get to spot number one.
Then you're going to move on to spot number two.
Wow.
Then you're going to move on to spot number three.
Wow.
If you make it to spot number four, I know. Okay. I got it. I know how this goes, Carol. I studied these slides. No, we shouldn't have. I had these nailed. All right. This is Raroline, a person who just joined Wame. Her name is Raroline. It's very similar to Caroline, but it's Raroline. February 6th or 7th, I can't remember the day. I think it's 7th or 6th. I don't know. 6th. I posted in the new Slack channel.
Yeah.
Post your goal. Raroline said, my goal this month is I'm going to write my four Qs. I'm going to change up my homepage and my website. That is my goal.
That's my goal.
Raroline, great job. You are at step one.
To be clear, it doesn't have to pertain to the coaching session.
Great job, Raroline. You're at step one.
Great.
In Wame of Stones in the Canyon of Courage.
Great.
Week two, I post, what are the three things you're working on this week to work towards your goal? Raroline replies to that thread and said, here are the three things. I'm going to fill out my workbook. I'm going to survey my audience. And I'm also going to have some tea because this week I just need to cool it. I'm feeling my anxiety is a little bit flaring up. Raroline deals with anxiety.
Yeah, so
she does. It's okay. Yeah. It's part of her journey.
Part of her journey.
Great. The next week, which is going to be February 20th.
Yep.
It's a similar message. What are the three things you're working on? How did last week go? Raroline posts again.
I made up some brand message snippets. I outlined my homepage.
Now here's the thing.
Yeah.
If for some reason Raroline does not reply in one of those 3 weeks, she's not going to move forward.
She stays at spot number two.
And that's critical.
And that's okay.
Because here's what happens. When Raroline posts in the fourth week.
That's right.
In the final message of, how did you do getting to your goal?
And like, is it okay if I didn't get to my goal?
100%. But all you have to do is check in. It's accountability. Game is accountability. It's being accountable to the stones.
Okay, but what happens if I check in on the
I'm so glad that you asked this, Raroline, Caroline. Here's what happens. You get a Wamefinity stone.
Oh my God.
You get a Wamefinity stone. And this one happens to be the apprentice stone. The apprentice is giving you this stone. Becky, stop. Yes. 100%
you're going to get this. I'm literally hot. Like I'm hot because I spent a lot of time on this and I feel so
sad Rachel isn't here. Don't worry. She'll get the replay. She will love it. Now you may be wondering, I think I saw this question come through multiple times in the past moment. Are there other stones?
Like
besides just this one?
Like beyond the
There are 8 Wamefinity stones to collect this year.
You can collect 8 Wamefinity stones
there are
this
8.
Year.
These are fictitious. These don't even exist. There's no, you're not even going to have them. It's a,
I don't know. Now I need them to exist.
We bought these stones on Creative Market. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can go get them yourself,
but
you're not going to have the titles to them.
Nope. So
which is the apprenticeship. We'll go back and forth.
I want to be clear.
Yes.
You'll notice there's only 8 stones.
Right.
And that's because we are going to take breaks.
Yes.
And we're only going to run the game for 8 months out of the year.
Yes.
So don't worry, you'll know which months they are.
Yeah, we'll give you plenty of heads up.
The first stone is in February. Yes. That's the apprentice stone. Yeah. Let's take them through the rest of the stones.
We're going to go back and forth.
Okay.
The first stone is the apprentice stone. Yeah. That's for February.
Yeah. The second stone is the squire stone.
Why is this woman wearing a bikini in battle?
I don't know.
The third stone is the warrior stone. I want you to notice his facial hair. He's looking pretty great.
The fourth stone is the archer stone.
He looks a little bit more ready for battle.
Very ready.
The fifth stone is the ranger stone. This she's going to
what type of futuristic she's technology, ranging. But she's ranging. The sixth stone is the knight stone.
The seventh stone is the champion stone.
He's a champion.
And the final stone.
The wizard stone.
These are the 8 stones that you will get to collect throughout the year. Yes. Jen, we're going to think through some different things to do with these stones.
Yeah.
We're going to think through
avatar films.
Yeah. When we do the check-ins every week, there's going to be a little board that shows like who has what stones and it, like there'll be something with that so we can keep track. So like you don't have to keep track at home of what stones you have.
No, we will
don't
keep
worry.
Track.
We already have a Notion database set up for this.
There will be places for you to.
I also understand that some of you are going to start this in March and you may miss out on the apprentice stone. Guess what? That's your fault. You're never going to be able to get it.
guess what? That's okay.
You're not going to get it. I just.
Okay. That's why I will say, that's why it was very important to us. We did think through this game and originally it was like a level.
Yes.
Like a level.
Oh, yes. Up. Yes.
And we realized.
But like, we're not about levels here.
Man. Here. Yeah. Okay. So it's just about like, no stones are better than the other ones.
Yeah.
It's just like the amount of stones that you get. And there will always be more chances to get stones. Okay. So
let's give you a little bit of a heads up on what's next with Waymo Stones. What's next here? January 27th. That's this Friday, 2 days after this coaching session happened. You are going to get the coaching replay email, which will talk about Waymo Stones and the Slack channel you can join. Also posted in Slack, there will be a message going out on Friday as well. Same thing, so that you can get it in Slack or email. Yeah. What you need to do, what channel you need to join. On February 6th, that's a Monday. It's the first Monday in February. You're going to look out for my message in the new Slack channel, and you're going to comment with your month-long goal to get on the board. So that's going to get you to spot one.
Yep.
So,
that's your really key date. Like, that's your key date. You want to join.
If you want to be on it, you cannot join February 13th. I'm so sorry. You can't. Yeah, actually, you can. That's totally fine.
We'll figure it out.
Because what's going to happen is on February 13th, we're going to post a game board, and it's going to show all of you who are at spot one who commented on the previous week.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's not true. We didn't add it in here. It's the Wednesday after every Monday we post the board.
Yeah, we post the board on the Wednesdays.
Sorry. Yes. So it's a 24-hour window. Don't worry. The steps will be outlined clearly. Yes. This was just to give you an overview.
Becky, yes, because of time zones and all these things, like, you're definitely going to have a 24-hour window.
Yeah.
And there's some overlap, so don't worry.
Yeah.
But we post the board on Wednesday.
Yes. So every Monday, again, you're going to have a comment with your check-in. And then on the last Monday, you're going to check in. So that's February 27th. You're going to check in with how you did. And it could be good or bad. You could say, like, I totally flopped this month on my goal. I did not become a cat. That's okay. It does not matter. You just showed up. You tried it. It being accountable does not mean you're always getting everything done.
Yep.
It just means you're trying.
That's right.
So that is the goal with this. If you make it to space 4, you're going to get a Wayfinity stone. It's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
We just bought them on Creative Market. Don't go look for them. Do not buy them yourselves because we made them. They're not on Creative Market. Okay. I just want everyone to know that.
Yeah. Do not start selling black market Waymo stones to each other, please.
Don't do it. Okay. All right. So that's Waymo Stones. We are super excited. We'll see how the first month goes. Again,
we've thought about this quite a bit, but we recognize that there might be some
holes in the game. There may be a hole that you fall through. But
we're trying to make it fun. We want to make accountability fun.
Listen, yeah, the goal is that, like, accountability systems, we know about this in mastermind groups or in courses or in Facebook groups or in Slack channels. It's just like a thing that you do and it's kind of boring. And like, you just stop doing it after 2 months because you're like, why do I care? But this, we hope it's like, it's stupid. It's really stupid to give you fictitious stones and to make this logo, which we're going to show you how we did using AI. Like, it's really dumb,
it's silly, but also it's fun.
And you're going to get to see all the different worlds. So we had like a canyon world. We have a snow world. Okay. So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Leave a little bit to the imagination, but yeah, there's worlds.
Yeah. All right. So that's Waymo Stones. We hope that you'll check it out. Again, announcement on the replay email and then in Slack. And then also in our Waymo Weekly video, we will mention it next Monday too.
It's fine.
It's not good.
We're just 10 minutes to max on the field notes, okay. But it was worth it.
We have 3 field notes for you.
It was worth it to go through Waymo Stones. Let's get into field notes, shall we? All right. We have 3 field notes updates for you. Part 1, we're going to talk about our 2023 goals because we love sharing behind the scenes stuff. Part 2, maybe a sneak peek. That's right. There's more. There's more sneaky peeky stuff.
Exciting.
And number 3, using AI.
Yeah.
You've heard about AI, ChatGPT, all kinds of things. Yeah. What's happening there? Yeah. All right. So let's start with our 2023 big business goals. So life-wise, we're moving out of an enjoy and spend phase and into a grow and save phase. That's just where we're at. On the horizon, we would like to potentially buy a house, probably in Portugal.
Been renting for like 10 years. It's probably about time.
Children, yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Those cost money.
Right.
Okay.
We've heard.
And so this means moving from kind of maintenance mode with our business into growth mode. Of course, we're always keeping an eye on enough. And our version of that just means like knowing why we're growing, right? Like not just trying to grow just for growth's sake. And so that's what enough means to us. And so, but it does mean that we are going to try to move things forward this year. And you're going to get to see all of that behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So this will mean focusing more on sales and marketing, still trying to do that without social media. And so again, you're going to get all the behind the scenes on that. And this will also mean focusing on investing in projects that will carry us through the next 5 years. So this means patching holes, like we already discussed, patching holes in our communications and in our brand story, patching holes in our website, patching holes. Like, I just mean metaphorically, like improving the infrastructure.
Yeah.
So we want to grow our revenue and save, we want to save pretty aggressively $100,000 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And again, we're very transparent with our numbers. We do that in order to be empowering. We don't want you to compare your numbers to us. We don't want you to.
Also remember we're two people.
Yep.
Like a lot of times you hear our goals, you see our revenue, you see it. And it's like, well, that's a lot. It's like, but also like you may have a goal that's half of what we have. And then if you had another person with you, it would be the same,
yeah.
You know?
But we do think that there's power in transparency and in talking about money transparently. So we hope you get value from that. But how are we going to do this? So the first piece of it is our launches. We already told you our goal for, we're going to do spring and fall launches. We would like to bring in 120 new members as a low goal in spring and 150 new members as a high goal in fall. That's our goal. That's like the 150 year high goal is like an aggressive goal. Like,
yeah.
But number two, we'd like to experiment with two, what we're calling mini launches, doing this 2 months after each of our live launches. And so this means pulling out like one product or one standalone thing. Like a good example would be the Notion Starter Pack. People have asked us constantly to sell that. And we have done we've pooted that project several times.
Poot is our process for going through, should we do this thing?
And estimating the time that it would take. And it was never like important. It was more important for us to focus on Wayman Unlimited. But we really, now that we have more time and more space, we want to experiment with these one-off launches and see what that does. And also when you have, this is like a perfect example of the offer math. When you have a more aggressive savings goal for your like enough number, where is that going to come from? And so these mini launches are also a way that we're going to try to work towards that. And then we're going to start prioritizing marketing for Teachery. And we have a pretty aggressive goal of growing our customers by at least double by the end of 2023.
Which we have 250 customers of Teachery right now. So it's not a huge number of people we need to find, which is great because that makes it very achievable.
Yep. Aaron, the best place is in the WAME library. Just search Notion Starter Pack.
Yeah.
We're going to make a better URL for that. But unfortunately, I even learned that there's not a great URL for that.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert, things are going to be easier to find in the future. That's a sneak peek coming up. So how are we going to do all of this? Well, if our current email conversion were to stay the same or even decline slightly, how many subscribers would we need in order to reach our sales goals? So this is what offer math gets you, is you go, okay, now I know my sales goals. What's my marketing numbers to get to that? So like if you're a math nerd, this is like digging in even further. And when we did our yearly planning, we made this little database in Notion of our 2023 lead gen goals. And so what we determined was right now we convert about 2% of our email list. So 2% of people who get our emails for our launches convert to sales.
Yep.
And so if you do that math, and let's say even it went down a little bit, like let's just say conservatively, if we converted 1% of our email list to sales, we would need 15,000 subscribers to get 150 sales.
And that's not 15,000 new subscribers. That's 15,000 total. And we're currently at 11,500.
Right. And so I really like this because it shows you then, okay. And also it allows you to go, what's realistic for me? So is it realistic for us to grow our email list from 11,000 to 15,000 by spring and hit our high goal of 150 sales? No, like it's just not. And that's okay. But being able to see it in kind of numerical form allows us to see what is realistic. Like, so for us, for our yearly goal, our goal is to get to 15,000 email subscribers by the fall launch.
Yeah, which you're going to be able to track along in our field notes every single month moving forward, how we're doing that.
So highly recommend if you are someone who does find the numbers empowering, maybe doing some version of this slide for yourself and going, especially if you have like a repeatable launch that you've done before, saying, okay, here's my sales goal. Here's my list goal. How many subscribers I want to get if I convert at whatever percentage you convert at. And then we asked ourselves, where is our marketing bridge the weakest right now? So just as a recap, you all know, I love this like simplified marketing bridge, awareness, interest, consideration, purchase, like what point of that bridge are we breaking down?
We have a full coaching session on this, by the way.
Every single piece of this could be better. I think interest, especially like getting more people to our email newsletter of our traffic that's coming, but we know that awareness right now and traffic has been on the decline. And so invest is like our goal. And so we need to address that and make sure that we're attracting the right traffic. And this goes hand in hand with our business foundation that we just did of trying to speak to that person who's transitioning from, who wants to transition from clients to products. So that's going to be a big goal for us, which means our first quarter project is going to be what we're calling Narticles.
Narticles.
Okay. So that's 10 to 15 new articles focused on targeting our ideal customer. That being client-based business owners who are looking to transition to digital products, namely online courses. We did a little bit of keyword research on online courses versus digital products. Right now, we're going to go with online courses to be a little bit more specific. Mobile first design is something that we are going to move to. Our articles are not that, are not easy to consume on mobile devices. And that's like over 50% of traffic. So I think the world is moving there.
Yeah.
More scannable, more bite-sized. And then experimenting with some Pinterest amplification and YouTube amplification, which is going to be fun to follow along because those are two areas. And what we mean by amplification is like ways to use those channels to get more eyeballs on that traffic. So you will be able to follow along with all of those fun things this year. And we don't just want to attract more new people. We also want to make WAME a better experience for all of you. Mm. Okay. So who wants us to spill the details?
You guys want to see the behind the scenes of some redesign that's happening right now? Are you curious? Are you interested?
Be interested?
You still just in a daze of stones and you're just like, I want those stones.
Daze of stones.
I need those stones.
So my caveat, yes, there is a new WAME dashboard that is coming soon. My caveat before I show you this is that this is like just a glorified wireframe. It's not going to be as fun because there's no personality added to it yet. But Jason and I are really thinking through the functionality. We went through all of the survey results. We did a survey a while ago about how to make the dashboard better. And so there's a bunch of new things that we're adding and we're trying to think through the usability of it. So just like, it's all very up in the air, okay? And Jason convinced me to show you this, even though I've only been able to work like a couple hours on it, okay?
Yeah. Also, we designed the first WAME dashboard over 5 years ago now at this point.
Yeah.
And it has lasted us, which is fantastic. But now it's time to move forward. And I'm super excited to have something. But also, the other one served us for 5 years, which is great.
And we want it to be more usable. So this is the old dashboard. This is the current dashboard. We took a look and we were like, that is very, you don't know where your eye needs to look, right? It's very cluttered. The photos are distracting. We can see that now. There's a lot of information. It's just a lot. And it's not like it's not easy to sift through all of the things that we have inside of WAME, right? So what we're hoping to do is to kind of streamline things. And a couple of things I want you to notice are it's going to be a lot easier to see every resource at a glance. Okay. So they're going to be hopefully in this little card format with tags so that you can search by tag and you can sort. So this is actually going to be the coaching. So the coaching hub is going to come inside of the dashboard so that you don't have to go to two different places. That was a solution that we had when we had the coaching program separate from WAME Unlimited. Now that everyone's under WAME Unlimited, it's all going to be in the same place.
Yep.
We're going to have better search. That's going to be up to us to tag things a lot better,
Yep. But
it's going to be a lot easier to find things for your specific needs. So like, I'll show you in a second, but you're going to be able to search by category and see everything by category. And then, like I said, the coaching hub is going to be integrated. So this is just, again, a quick like reference, but this would be the coaching section of the dashboard. And you can see all the tags at the top there. You would be able to say, okay, fix marketing bridge. Yep. And it would only show you the coaching sessions that are related to fixing your marketing bridge. And so you don't have to go sorting through all these things. Like we are going to think through the categories and everything for you. So whatever you're trying to do in your business, WAME is going to offer up the things that are going to help you get there. And then we're thinking through this execution of the next section being on the right-hand side. So you always know exactly when the next sessions are, what they're on, what time, all of that.
Yeah. And you had a really good idea, literally right before we started the coaching session, this right column that has the features.
Don't say that yet. I don't know that yet. Just don't put it out there yet.
Okay. Answering someone's question that I saw, yes, you will still be able to bookmark. Those are all now on hover. So when you hover over the notes, the bookmark, whatever else is there.
And then completed. So the actions, all of your notes will be maintained. And so whenever you hover over a card, you'll see the action. So they don't clutter up the visual view, but the interaction is still there. And you can save things to your dashboard. You can write notes on things. And now it'll show you when you complete courses as well.
And as a reminder, this is without adding much personality to this design. This is just like high fidelity wireframe of like, where do we want things to go? How can we make them less chaotic? Maybe they'll stay this simple. We'll see. As far as a timeline, cannot give a timeline because the designs aren't finished yet. Like we haven't even gotten to like half of the pages that are on the left sidebar. But once those are done, they have to be handed to a developer. The developer has to work with our system that we have now and like make it work better. And our current developer is awesome and amazing, but he is very meticulous. So it's going to take him time. So I think we're not going to put a date out there, but I think the internal goal would be by the spring enrollment time.
That would be great.
That would be ideal, but it may not happen just depending on how complex the development is going to be.
But the point is you are going to get an easy place to see all of the things inside of WAME and be able to use them all, which makes us happy.
Yeah. And we hope you like, we know many of you didn't use the dashboard very much. And it was probably just because it's very cluttered. It's hard to search. Like we've added more to it over 5 years. And so it's become harder to use. Mm-hmm. And so having this refresh version, we hope you'll want to come back to it and use it more and have it be something where you go, oh, I want to like make more money in my business. What are some WAME resources that can do that? Boost revenue. I can click that and just like see what those resources are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Great job, Carol.
Also, sorry, one feature that's not in this that you can't see, but if you see that little quick links button in the top right-hand corner, this is an expandable menu that has quick links to the roadmap, the roadmap checklist, probably all of the workbooks. Like everything that Teachtree, like everything that you use the most often, that little quick links menu, you're going to be able to just go there. So I know, again, it's really hard to find things, but that'll be the Notion starter pack, the page layout library, like it'll all be there.
Great. All right. Let's talk about some robots and how new AI tools can help you with your business. And just a few ways that we've been playing around with these and allowing us to like create more things, but not just using them to build those things.
So I'm curious in the chat, if anybody like, just where is your mind at right now when it comes to when you hear AI? Like, have you heard people talking about ChatGPT? Are you like, what is this even about? Are you intimidated? Are you confused? Are you like, yeah, I've tried it and it's really cool? Or like, I'm excited about how AI can be used in my business? Or like, I'm scared about the future? Like, I'm just curious where everyone is, because before we, like probably before in 2 weeks ago, I was just sort of like, what is everyone talking about?
A lot of people are concerned. A lot of people are like,
sure,
I'm skeptical about this. A lot of people are kind of playing around a little bit. It is really interesting just, you know, how everyone kind of sees this differently.
I think it's
like any of these new tools,
they're
just like, it's like, imagine having a toolbox and someone throws like three different more screwdrivers into your toolbox. Like, I don't have to use those. And I already have screwdrivers that work. So like, these aren't going to necessarily make my life that much better, but like, I could maybe play around with one and see if it does something interesting. And I think that's where we are.
Monica, I think that describes it for me as curious and concerned. So it's like, I'm going to withhold like judgment on like how this is all going to, how are we going to do this responsibly? And I'm curious about ways that it can help, you know, improve what we're doing in our business. So I wanted to dip my toe in, as I always do, of just trying to figure these things out and kind of get my own from the inside vibe versus just like listening to everyone else's opinions. So if you're curious, here are two things that we experimented with. We played around with Notion AI because we were on the wait list and we got access to it for writing inspiration, and then Midjourney for image and design inspiration. And I just thought that you would be interested in how we've used this. So again, we found the key is not in relying on these tools to do the work for you at all, but to use them as a booster to get started or to break through creative blocks or to help you think outside the box when you get stuck in whatever your brain's doing. So how can you use these tools? As of now, Notion AI is only available to those on the waitlist, I think.
But anyone can sign up for it.
But you can sign up for the waitlist at notion.so/AI. And then as for Midjourney, this is one that was really intimidating to me because it's free if you join their Discord. And I personally don't use Discord, and it just like feels like a place that I shouldn't be. Because
You can watch lots of YouTube tutorials on people signing up for it. Like, it's not that difficult.
But I did it, and I watched a tutorial and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to hop in here and see what's up. So I did that. And so you can join their Discord and join the beta that way. So first I'll share with you three ways that Notion AI can help you. And so number one is brainstorming points for a foundation article. Number two is brainstorming slides for a live workshop or a presentation. And number three is brainstorming creative ideas and names for a fun project. These are just examples. It can do a million more things than that, but I just wanted to show you, these are three concrete examples. So let's go into Notion AI helping you write a blog post. I went to a blank page, and if you just type help me write, you can kind of give it a prompt. So I said a blog post with 5 tips for building marketing buzz with your email list before you launch an online course for maximum sales. And this is what it came up with. And so you'll see it's like, okay, introduce the course in advance, offer an early bird. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And I actually thought even you can edit your prompt too to make it give better things. And so this actually spat out some different ideas about topics for newsletters leading up to a launch. And what's funny is I originally intended this to be a blog post that I would write, but actually, even if you weren't writing a blog post, you could actually use Notion AI just to give you some business tips,
totally.
You know, just some advice about like, okay, how should I structure my pre-marketing campaign?
And even if it's just a way to like avoid blank page syndrome,
exactly.
Like that's what we found we were using it for when we were having brainstorming sessions. We're like, okay, like normally we just have to do it ourselves, but this kind of gave us a prompt to be like, okay, we're not using any of this, but this led us in a whole different direction that we were really excited about.
The point is like, I think it's, this is where I think it's really important is not to just copy and paste this into a blog post, but to really kind of imagine that you asked a friend to give you ideas for a topic of a podcast and it gave you this, and then go, oh, okay. Like I'll take some of that. I'll take like 2 of those kind of make sense to me, but oh, that actually made me think of this other point, right? Like that's how we kind of think about it. I just tried to move forward.
I saw that. Yeah. You did a great job.
So our second example is Notion AI helps you structure a curriculum. And so I just recently learned too, that you could ask it to do an outline of slides. And also it matters how specific you are and what you, the format that you want it to be. So if you say an outline with 10 slides, it'll probably do like maybe bullet points, but if you want bullet points, oh no, yeah. So it says by slide, but if you wanted bullet points, you would maybe rewrite it and say a bulleted list of, or you can say, give me a list of 10 bullet points with 3 supporting points each on. So you have to be really like specific about your prompts, but I find it really fun to, so I said, and 3 key bullet points for each slide. That's what I'm editing my prompt there. And so listen, not all of these apply, but if I was going to go, what's a business foundation presentation? Maybe I don't need to use like providing customer service, but developing the website, building a brand, like it would just get the ideas going, right?
I like to think about it as like this robot friend where you're like, hey, robot friend, I'm stuck on something that I want to create content about, like, give me some ideas. And your robot friend is like, sure, I can do that. And just like spits out a bunch of ideas. Some of them are crap, but some of them are like, oh, that's a good one. I can now use that and move forward.
For sure. And then the last one that actually really surprised me is you can actually use it to help you brainstorm even very silly things. So when we were doing Wame of Stones, we were trying to come up with the names for the worlds. So this is like a little bit of a spoiler. It's not going to be all the names, but I said 10 ideas for a creative name of a game level about online business that begins with quote ravine of, with alliteration if possible.
Love it.
That's what I told it. So the more specific your prompt is, like the better your results are going to be. Cause I really wanted it to be like Canyon of Courage, Ravine of Blank. And so it gave me all of these ideas. And so it's one of these, or it's near one of these. And so not all of these are good ideas, but it definitely kind of got me past that creative block of being like, I don't have any R words in my brain.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And then using Midjourney for like visual inspiration, this is more intimidating. And like, again, you're feeding it prompts and it's going to create the art for you. And so I didn't want to do the hard thinking of coming up with a logo for Wame of Stones. So I said a logo for an RPG style board game called WOS, medieval shiny gems with sparkle, cartoon style, flat illustration style, without texture, flat shadows, mobile game app style, saturated colors. Okay. And so this is what it came up with.
Love it. And that, like, to me, when we were doing this and we were looking at them, like clearly these were not the answer for us, but it again, it's such a good starting point. You're like, oh, okay, cool. This is the shape. This is where gems would go. This, you know, like, this is kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I have to use like some type of crest, some type of stones. And so I transitioned that and I just went on Creative Market and bought some assets that I could combine together into this logo. And I thought that was really like, it just gave me, it took something that maybe would have taken hours and gave me, you know, it took I guess 1 hour.
Yeah. Natalie, will you add that as a question in the Q&A? I think that'd be interesting to come back to.
How can you use these tools? Again, just to remind you, if you're like, oh, I want to play with those too. Yeah. It's like, as of now, Notion AI is only available to those on the wait list. And then Midjourney is available to use free to anyone who joins their Discord.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
So some key final AI thoughts. AI tools absolutely can save you time and brain power. They're not a replacement for creativity. They're a springboard. Spend some time playing around and getting familiar with these tools if you're the slightest bit curious, as it may help you gain leverage as the future of AI evolves. And again, put this through the filter of your own value system. Like, I know some people were talking about the ethical concerns, which I think is really important and something that we all should do our own research on. You know, in full transparency, like, we were just interested in the curiosity and exploring these things. But as we all know, the more information that you get about the ethical concerns, like, the more that we'll adjust our behavior, right? So I think just for this presentation, if you're just interested in like what these things do, it's important to know that. But then let's also dig into where does the future of these things go?
Yep.
Now it's time for Q&A.
Donna's question. I have an affiliate question. I know someone who's interested in joining Wame, but you aren't enrolling until spring. I remember having the option to join when it wasn't the launch as an affiliate. Oh yeah. So Donna, if you go into the affiliate area in Wame, at the very bottom of every page of the affiliate area, the instructions for this are right there. So that's where you'll find the answer. And anybody who ever wants to bring anybody into Wame when we're not in an enrollment period, your answer is in the affiliate area, just at the bottom.
Yeah.
And no worries. I always click the type answer.
Why do you do that?
I wish you guys would make that blue.
It's blue.
I wish you would make that blue. I know. All right. LC's question. Is there a resource for figuring out explaining your transformation?
Meaning like the question things to help you dig into.
How to explain the transformation.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if where we dive into that further, because actually the transformation, I don't think we cover in Better Branding Course. I think the module one of Better Branding Course is a great place to start because I think it will get the wheels turning.
That's what I was going to say as well. So yeah, let's just go with that.
Okay.
Module one, Better Branding Course, Lisa is your name. Thank you for clearing that up in the chat. You can find Better Branding Course. And also this is just a reminder for all Waymers. If you click from a course in the dashboard, like you search Better Branding Course, you click it and it asks you to buy it or what have you, you just need to log in with your Teachery information because the courses are all held on Teachery.
Yeah, so you should never have to buy anything extra.
Yeah, exactly.
That's inside Wayne.
Extra, read all about it. Erica's question. Are there any resources you would recommend for understanding and analyzing data for beginners? I need help with understanding what I am trying to find out and then creating a cool database in Notion afterwards, rinse, repeat.
And analyzing data.
I think this is really an interesting question because what metrics matter for every business
is different.
Are different.
Yep.
So, you know, if you know, Erica, that like your number one marketing channel is Instagram for getting people to sign up for your watercolor membership/course, then for you, it's about building a kind of like a set of metrics that you can track via Instagram, which is like posts and then click through to a certain page. And then how many people sign up for that email list and like going that whole route, following your own basic like funnel into your business, if you will.
Yeah, I know we dig in within a coaching session on metrics. I'm just not sure which one it is because I remember the phrase metrics that matter. And so it's like deciding which metrics that matter. Maybe it actually was the Instagram one now that you say that. But it does give me the idea, Erica, that maybe that is something that we could touch on in the future that would be a good either standalone or inside of like maybe that marketing and promotion spotlight session where it's like really having an analytics section of what deciding what metrics matter for you to track for your own marketing. I'm writing. The reason I'm talking slowly is because my brain's working and I'm trying to think. I should write that down.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down.
Becky, I know you. I know you've said you want a metric session. When you say that, I'm just always like, we'll show you how many people come to our website. And I know that's not what you want. But that's always,
this is a little, it's not like an imposter syndrome thing, but it's a little bit like, I don't want to teach something that I like, I would have to really think about how to teach that effectively.
Yeah.
Because I just go like, oh, I just look at whatever I'm trying to find out and then I go find it out. But like, I understand that that even just saying that is helpful for someone, right?
Yeah. I think it's also a little bit of like the metrics that we track may not be the metrics that everyone else tracks. So it's like in teaching what we track may not be relevant. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll explore.
But that's why I think like maybe the session is actually on how to decide what metrics you care about.
Right.
You know?
Great.
Okay.
Nicole's question, math nerd question. Is the subscriber numbers including current Waymers or do you exclude them from that number to do the conversion math? Oh, good question.
Is the subscriber numbers including
current Waymers,
or do you exclude them from that number?
We actually did not
exclude. We actually don't. And this is another thing that you'll learn about us very quickly is like, we did that whole meeting. This was like a full day. This is like so many meetings. And we got really in the weeds on like all of our numbers and the conversion. I was like, oh, well, you didn't account for this. Oh, well, you account for this. And then we were like, you know what? And this is why probably this is my hang up on doing an analytics thing. And we just stepped back and we just said, we're not going to get in the weeds on this. Let's just look at the number of people who were on our email, who got our sales emails, actually, yeah, is what it was.
Yeah.
It was the number who got our sales emails for last launch, the last four launches, I think we did, and how many sales we got. And it was pretty consistently 2%.
Yep.
And so
that's what we just went off.
That's just what we went off of. We're not trying to be super accurate. And this is what advice we would give anyone. If it's going to distract you about getting the exact number, I don't think it's that effective. Like, I don't think that's an effective use of time. Instead, if you can ballpark it, that's going to help you get to that, like, you know, multiplier of I need X subscribers. And we know that we're dealing with numbers where, like, even I, that's also why I included a lower conversion percentage. So I actually, if you notice in the ideal goal subscribers, I actually lowered it from 2% conversion to 1% just to be conservative. So that's kind of our view on those metric math things is like, be conservative, don't get hung up on the details and just try to do some very crude, what do they call it? Napkin math, back of the napkin math.
Napkin math.
Yeah.
Teresa's question. I have a Teachery question.
Okay.
In your opinion, can a combination of Teachery and ThriveCart be used as my website to sell all digital products I offer? Right now, this is planners, digital paper, et cetera. Or do I need a traditional website like a Shopify site, WordPress, et cetera? If the answer is yes, can it be used for physical products as well that would require shipping? Okay. My personal opinion as the person who originally created Teachery is that Teachery is not your website. And as much as we would love to say, yes, you can use our landing pages and kind of like hack them together to work, it's always going to be fitting a square peg into a round hole. Mm. We're never going to have enough functionality for you to do those things that you want to do. And I think it's always going to be a little bit ahead of like a little bit of logging into Teachery and like trying to make something work and then just kind of getting frustrated as opposed to like, if you just pay $8 a month, $12 a month, $16 a month for Squarespace, WordPress, Shopify, Wix, whatever it is, those things are made for that. Like that's what they're made for. Teachery is just made to house all of the information in a functional online course format that people go through and learn and it's easy to set up. It's like you don't use Squarespace to build an online course platform because there's an online course platform that does that. And so don't use an online course platform to kind of make your website and hub. Cool. That's just how I think.
That's just your honest answer.
Yeah. I just
like you could, but is it, are you going to find yourself boxed in? It's just
like so much easier.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Yeah. And we've also talked a lot about adding page builders and like other things into Teachery, but the cost of doing that from a development standpoint is not worth the return of like how many new customers we would get.
And it takes discipline to say, we're going to just be a course platform to do this one thing really well, which is what we would all tell you about business as well, is like, it takes discipline to say no to new features when you're trying to, because you're going to muddy the waters in terms of like, people are going to go, wait, are you a website builder or are you an online course builder?
Yeah.
Which is the generalist versus the niche conversation.
Okay. So this question from Natalie that I asked her to add, because I think it'd be interesting to answer. Yeah. And Teresa, you're welcome, by the way. Natalie said, can you ethically use a tool that has unethically stolen content from others, even just for inspiration, i.e. art
AIs?
So like Midjourney, the thing that we were
just talking about. Which I think this is a really good conversation to have, right? Because it's like, all of this is so new. And so I actually don't even know where they source all of the images that they feed into. I think I just like assumed that was sourced in a database that was sourced ethically. Do you think that it's just all like Google images, like anything that's available online?
I have no idea. My
And then my question is like, what's the difference between something being indexed in Google images and then being fed into this system, you know?
And I also look at it this way, Natalie, like I want to think through these things, obviously. And like, I want to be a good person and I want to like figure that out. But I go to this question of like, well, there are really terrible websites on Squarespace, like horrible websites that like promote terrible things, like they get taken down all the time just because like you like hear that they have to deal with these things. And I'm like, well, do I not ever use Squarespace because sometimes they don't catch those websites? But just as an example.
But the difference that I would say in that example, and this is why like this is why you have to think through those things, is like, I think there's a difference between the core functionality
of what the tool does,
Sourcing, right? So it's not just someone kind of commandeering a platform for their own thing. It's like, oh no, the basis of this tool is built. So I think those are all good questions. And yeah. I don't have the answer.
Definitely do not have the answers. Just good to think about for sure.
So yeah. if any of you all are thinking through those things or have resources on, you're like, oh, I watched a really good video that talked about like the concerns of this. I think that's super great to share with everyone. And I think we should all just continue to have these conversations as these new tools come up.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things too, as humans, like when a new thing happens, we use it and we try it. And then we like hear from enough people that it's like, hey, this is bad. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, I don't want to use it anymore. And so for us, well, like that might be mid-journey moving forward. It's like, oh, we just don't ever use that again. But like,
well, every person too, I also want to really fight the urge. This is like a new thing that I'm like learning and personal growth is also, I think we are now living in a time that does really send our brains to black and white thinking when some things are more nuanced. Some things are very clear, obviously. I'm not saying everything, but like I do think that it takes time to actually have like a more nuanced conversation and think through things. And so I'm challenging myself not to put things always in a bucket of good and bad, although again, to be clear, there are things that are very clearly bad. And to go like, okay, what's the good that this tool can do? What's the bad that it can do? What are the positive implications? What are the negative implications? Like, where do we extrapolate this? Right. So I think those are all really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also just really hate using Discord. So like probably won't ever use Midjourney again. Rebecca's question on the general versus niche conversation. How do you talk to the part of your brain that's afraid to make the decision to niche down?
Yes.
And also indecisive about which way to go. Yes. I know intellectually what the benefits are, but that part of my brain says it's less risky to offer more things and to be more general so as not to exclude anyone.
Yep.
This, I mean,
I resonate with this so much because
this is something that we fought through with Wayne in the very beginning.
And this is something I fought through with Made Vibrant in the very beginning, because especially when you're just getting off the ground, I was like, obviously I would want to offer, I can do all these things, right? And so I thought, obviously I would want to tell people on my website, I can do your website design, or I can design your wedding invitation, or I can do your hand lettering. Like I wanted people to know that I did it all because I could do it all. And I thought that that would mean that I would have more opportunities for revenue because I really needed that revenue to get the business off the ground. I was so afraid to niche down. I will tell you, the only thing that helped me fight the fear of niching down was that I had been doing it for 6 months and I had only made like $1,500. And yeah. I just, the pain of being general, like that wasn't working for me. And the pain of staying still at that place and going, oh my gosh, if I don't make this work, I am going to have to go back and get go back in the advertising world and get an advertising job.
Yeah.
And that pain was enough for me to go, I'm just going to try this. I'm just going to niche down. And what I found was that in finally choosing a direction, I felt more confident about my business. Not only was it more magnetizing because suddenly in people's minds, I was, oh, Caroline does brand design now. Did you know that? And so they were able to talk about me in a more specific way. And people were able to refer me in a more specific way rather than just being like, oh, I have this friend who's a designer. It's like, oh, it was like, they'd be in conversation and someone would be like, oh, I'm trying to start a new online business. They'd be like, oh, do you need a brand? My friend Caroline does brand design for people just like you.
Yeah.
And what happened was, then I would get more client leads and then I would feel more confident. And then I think that confidence factor is something we don't give enough credit to, which is when you feel like you can communicate about your business confidently, you're going to do more, you're going to be more places, you're going to talk about your business more. So those are my tips for kind of just, I don't know, trying to embrace that. Of course, do whatever feels right to you. But if you do feel like you want to go more niche, but you're just like, have that fear, those are some kind of things that I told myself that helped.
Cool. Four questions left. Elaine's question. Also, I'm seeing a couple people who are chatting only with hosts and panelists. You've been chatting by yourself this entire time.
Where you been?
Click everyone in your chat so you can come over and be with
everyone. Where you been?
Elaine said, curious to know any pre-coaching session rituals or routines, the kind of mindset and vibe you set before turning on for a Zoom call. Has it been different now that we've been in Portugal? Ooh, this is fun.
It's fun. Okay, my first one is that whenever I am doing my hair, which is usually the thing that I'm doing right before, I don't look like this. Those of you who watch Wayne Weekly, you know I don't look like this regularly. But when I'm doing that, I listen to uplifting music, depending on my mood. And
do you have a go-to playlist?
I don't have a go-to playlist. I just, whatever I feel.
Okay.
And for some reason, I'm not going to tell you what I was listening to before this.
Okay. Was it Chumbawamba?
No, I will tell you, but this is how Enneagram 4 I am.
Yeah.
I was listening to Sad 2000s. That was the playlist, Sad 2000s. Wow. And I know I said uplifting music, but that's uplifting to me because sometimes I want to be in my feelings. Okay. And so that feels good to me. But I listen to music and I think about my purpose. So yeah. What we listed before, I don't have that written down anywhere, but I just go inside and I think to myself, like, I'm going to bring my best energy because I remember why I'm doing this, that hopefully there's a handful of you who are going to actually walk away. And I'm not saying like only a handful. I know all of you will get value, but like, there's going to be a handful of you that really heard the thing that you have been needing to hear in order to move that project forward, or in order to reassess your goals, or in order to get re-energized about your business. And I just keep thinking to myself, like, I'm doing it for that handful of people that really need it right now, you know? And so that's like my pump up ritual.
Yeah. Mine is like a 2000s hip hop playlist of some kind.
Did I heard some 50 Cent in
you
the
did
club?
Hear it. Okay. Yeah. Also, there's some really terrible lyrics in some of those songs. And so I'm like, ooh, next. Like, this is just like really awful.
Yeah. The 2000s, they were.
But yeah, that's what I turn on when I'm setting up all the gear and like all the things, because that takes like 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then honestly, a lot of times it's I'm trying to bake something on the day of coaching, because it just like our brains have been so into the coaching session and so focused that I like a little bit of looseness before sitting down here. And honestly, for the 40th time, like it doesn't feel very uncomfortable to like turn on the thing, but like 20 sessions ago, it still felt a little bit unnerving to be like, okay, like 200 people signed up to like see us and like, how's it going to go?
Yeah.
So like that would help like me kind of like take it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
That's it.
Hasn't really changed much from being in Portugal though. I will say same ritual that we had before.
Do you ever resist upping your income goal?
Sophia's question.
Sorry. Sophia asked, do you ever resist upping your income goal because you don't want to be trapped at that higher number in the future? Meaning trapped at, I guess the question being like,
maybe it's like, Sophia, one of the things we talk about is like your enough goal does not have to be
your
enough
goal forever. Totally.
And so like for us, like our very tangible example for this is in 2018, our enough goal was $33,000 a month. When we hit that goal.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
So meaning, are you afraid to raise it because then you're sort of always held to that goal? And I think why my brain literally didn't understand the question is probably because I just don't see going backwards as a step backwards. Like if your goal goes down, like I truly don't see that as a step backwards. I see that as a realignment of like, oh, in this season of my life, it requires less money to live in the way that I want to, like really. And I just think that's a mindset shift. And that happens when you stop playing anyone else's game and stop going like, oh, the direction of this increase is a measure of whether I'm moving forward, how people see me, whether I'm successful. Like when I stopped considering that how other people view my success has any dependency on whether I actually am successful. That's when I stopped caring. I was just like, oh, this year I want to make this. Next year I'll make less. 2 years from now I'll make double. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go, like, it's not always like a straight line. And so I don't ever fear trapping myself in that income goal because I am totally okay with it going up or going down.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that helps at all, but that's just like a mindset thing that it doesn't happen overnight by any stretch of the imagination.
Great. I'm going to let you answer Christy's question, who also said in the chat, you guys should have cookies, even though you went over it. Those are not the words that she wrote. She didn't say that.
Is it because
that's how I'm reading it?
Oh, did she say something opposite?
Sure.
Is it like Wayne of Stones? Like we showed up and so we get the cookie stone.
I'll let you read her question and I'll enjoy the cookie that she said.
How do you typically spend making these Notion workbooks and Google Doc workbooks, and any tips to keep yourself to a reasonable amount of time? I want to implement something like this for my group coaching, but I can see myself spending way too much time on it. Or do I have to wait until the end of the year for that teaching live session? To be honest, the Notion workbooks themselves is about 2 to 3 hours, I would say. The Notion part, not these coaching sessions. Mm-hmm. And that's only because, I don't know if that seems like a lot. Yeah. I don't know if that seems like a lot or not a lot. But it'll actually be a lot less in the future because the hardest part about this one was it was a new format and I was trying to decide like, what do I want it to look like? I get that down to probably an hour, like all of last year, I could do the Notion workbooks in an hour because I already have the exercises because I've figured out the coaching session. So I'm just going like, okay, I'm going to do an offer math. I'm going to do an enough number section. I'm going to do a this section. So I write that out and then I just have to put it into Notion. But to answer your question more specifically, I think it comes down to give yourself like what amount of time feels doable for you.
Yeah.
Does 1 hour per feel doable? Then time yourself and go, what could I make in 1 hour? Like truly spend 1 hour and go, what could I make in an hour? And then go, okay, do I feel like that adds value? Do I feel like that's something that would feel sustainable for me to do over and over?
Yeah.
Like really test run it. And then if you go, oh gosh, I said an hour and I didn't even get a title. I didn't even get anywhere.
Yeah.
Then go, okay, maybe not yet.
The other thing I would say here, and this is not just for Christy, this is just as a reminder for everybody. If you look at our workbooks and you go, I want to make something like that. Remember that this is the 40th coaching session that we've made workbooks for. So if you want to see what our workbooks actually look like, maybe go back to the very first coaching session and check out the PDF version.
I didn't have a Notion version. I went way harder on the earlier ones in terms of time. So don't do
that. Those are design, not necessarily like ease of functionality in doing it. But
yeah, I'm just saying like, that's also not a good standard to hold.
But I just meant to like, look at it to be like, oh, well, this is like overly complicated. Like I would just make a simpler version.
Exactly.
All right. The last question is from Jacqueline. Switching my website from WordPress to Squarespace and saw that they now have 7.1 versions of all the templates. Do you have any thoughts on which new template is amazing?
Oh, so the thing about 7.1 is they all kind of can fit together. So they're all just using the same pieces to my knowledge. So I don't, off the top of my head, I'm not acquainted with the new templates that they've done, but I think one of the coolest things about 7.1 is that you can always use all pieces. So it used to be in Squarespace that like some templates would have some functionality and others wouldn't, but now I think all the functionality is available everywhere. Yeah, exactly. All 7.1 templates have the same features, which is really great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But I didn't want you to eat. That was the thing. I put it over there so you wouldn't be chewing and talking.
Well, who would know that?
Well,
you put a cookie in front of me and wanted me not to eat it, but you wanted me to know that I wouldn't eat it, right?
Yeah, because we're in front of our friends.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like I didn't want to. All right, that's the last question. Becky, thank you for keeping track of the time. Technically, it was, you know, 2 hours and 22 minutes, not 2 hours and 30 minutes. You know, I'm just trying to make these things shorter. But I do think that we are going to learn from this session. We hope you enjoyed our very first spotlight session and that you got some value out of this different format. Love that you showed up, all of you. This was kind of fun. This was our most highly registered session. I think maybe ever.
You didn't tell me that. I would have been more nervous.
Yeah. This is definitely a really fun one to kind of like us to figure out how to consolidate all the things that we've taught in 39 coaching sessions into these 12 over the year.
So many exciting things to look forward to. Narticles, we're going to update you on that.
Yeah.
Dashboard stuff, we're going to update you on that.
Wham of Stones is going to be here before you know it.
Or you know it.
Some of you are going to get stones, that apprentice stone. Some of you aren't. Some of you are going to be so sad. You're going to have 7 stones by the end of the year, and you're going to say, I missed out on that one stone.
I know that you're doing it just for fun, but the Enneagram 4 in me is feeling really sad for, like, you're making it too real. It's okay if you can't do a stone 1 month, okay?
It's Wham of Stones. Like, you either show up or you ship out. That's what the tagline is of Wham of Stones.
Together, we have a great balance.
Yes,
exactly. Because I'm sad for people who won't be able to get all 12 stones or 8 stones. There's not 12, there's 8.
There's 8, yeah. Also, please don't sue us, Marvel. All right, everybody. We appreciate you. You're amazing. We are so thankful that you show up to these coaching sessions, that you're here as a Whamer, that you support other Whamers in Slack. And we are just grateful to have you. So we will see you around Slack. We'll see you in your email inboxes. We'll see you in other places. And we'll be back here for another coaching session in February. And remember, later start time for February session. So just commit that to your memory.
Later start time for February. Thanks for being here.
I'm going to go eat that plate of cookies, the whole thing. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be very sick. I'm only eating like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yep. I've already had 5 today. That's too many because I made them today and I have to eat more.
You made them, you eat them.
My life is my bake. That's what I live by.